Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Mozzarella cheese, your girlfriend's super hot, tardy Stephanie, and your little Tesla is bougie.
Welcome back to The Internship. I'm Intern Anthony. Thank you for being here, and thank you for listening to the show wherever you do, whether it's on the free Odyssey app or anywhere else that you can stream a podcast. Took a little bit of a break for some summer, you know, relaxation, but we're back now, we're back on track, and we're back to getting you some college credits with The Internship. I want to talk to you about traveling today and all of the different parts and the pain in the ass things that come along with traveling. And I do want to say that I kind of have a lot of experience when it comes to traveling. And this is thanks to, I was very lucky and blessed as a child that my parents took me all over the world. I mean, by the time I turned 10, I had been to Mexico twice, the Bahamas, and a bunch of different parts of Florida. And you get to see so much. I mean, it's a grateful experience. I mean, I'm very thankful that I had that opportunity. I mean, I know people that are 10, 20 years older than me that never left New York. Or if they had left New York, they had only ever gone on a road trip somewhere. You want to hear the craziest thing is that my grandpa, who is now 82 years old. When he was younger, he was growing up in downtown Brooklyn, and I'm talking like 10, 11 years old. And this was around when downtown Brooklyn was like, you couldn't walk a couple of blocks without getting your ass kicked. Downtown Brooklyn was like that. There was a time where it was really unsafe to walk through the area. Now it's yuppies and millionaires, and every brownstone costs, I don't know, $4,000 or $5,000. But he lived down there. And because it was such a poor town, what the city tried to do was something called the Fresh Air Fund. Now, listen to this. It's because they knew that the kids never went on vacation in downtown Brooklyn. They knew that all they were ever around was the city and the highways and the buildings and the working and things like that. So the Fresh Air Fund would take, who was then my 12-year-old grandpa, they would put them on a bus, take them to the outskirts of Pennsylvania or New Jersey or upstate New York, somewhere where there was, quote unquote, fresh air. And that was their summer vacation. And they would stay at someone's house who offered up like boarding for the summer from June to August. And they would just chill with these people that the parents themselves have never met, but they offered it and they were probably vetted and everything through the filter of the Fresh Air Fund. But my grandpa would spend his whole entire summer, and this lasted for 3 or 4 years, but he spent the whole summer at this beautiful farm upstate in Pennsylvania somewhere. And thanks to these such generous people. So I do realize that I'm a very lucky guy that I got to experience so many different vacations. I mean, I'm telling you, by the time I was 10 years old, and my grandparents came on a lot of these trips, but by the time I was 10, I had already traveled to more places than my grandpa, who was 70 or something like that at that time, you know? Maybe a little bit younger, but well, I'm a very lucky person that I got to be part of that. When my wife and I got married, we wanted to book. My wife had all of these huge, extravagant ideas for where our honeymoon was going to be, and she wanted to go to 3 different parts of Europe. And That was her goal. And we saved from when we got engaged, we saved a shitload of money. We just kept saving and saving and saving because we knew eventually we were going to have to pay for, you know, things that involve the wedding and things that involve the honeymoon and things that involve renting a house and furniture and TVs and every single little bullshit thing in between. And one of the things we put a lot of money away for was the honeymoon, because it was really important to us that we experience the honeymoon the way that we wanted to experience the honeymoon. So we put a lot of money away and we called a travel agent. And this happened to us 4 or 5 different times when we called a travel agent. We called these travel agents and we said, hey, we want to do A, B, C, and D for our honeymoon. What are you thinking price-wise of it, what it would be? And we were told, now through these 4 or 5 travel agents that we called, anywhere from $20,000 to $30,000.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
For our honeymoon. That's what the travel agents told us to expect to spend. So my wife and I sat down with 2 computers. We put the TV on. We locked the doors. We shut our phones off. And we got to fucking work. And we were able to go everywhere that we wanted to for less than 1/3 of what the travel agents told us we were going to spend. We did that ourselves. Another way that we did that was the last 3 years, if I bought a bottle of water at a deli, I used a credit card that had a travel point on it, like $1 per 1 point. And that took care of a lot of the flights. Something that's so awesome, we went to different parts of Europe for our honeymoon. And something that's so awesome and which we're, you know, very grateful that took away a lot of the budget was that in Europe, a lot of these, you know, flights, like, you know, you go from New York to Florida, it's going to cost $250, $300 per person, maybe a little bit less if you're doing Spirit. That doesn't exist in Europe. The flights are like $60. And it gets you from Italy to Ireland. It gets you from, like, I'm not, you know, just anywhere in different parts and you're there. It's insane. I mean, the trip from, we did Italy, Paris, and Greece. And the trip from Italy to Greece, I think, cost $54. And the trip from Greece to Paris may have been $34 per person, something like that, I think it is. They just price things out for their airlines. They're so much more genuinely, and they're not looking to make such a gigantic profit on that side of the world. And it's just so much easier to travel there. Italy was Italy when we went, right? So you just feel, if you're from that background, you just feel at home. You're comfortable. You're around the food you want. You're around what you've grown up around. The people around you are like the older people from your own family. When we went to Paris, I felt probably more uncomfortable than I had ever felt in my life. It was the first night that we were in Paris, and I was so nervous to even walk outside in the dark. I don't know why. I just felt out of place. And then the people there in Paris, from the get, like as soon as we got off of the flight, were so fucking nasty. Everyone there has, they walk around with this stick up their ass. Like, they're, not only are they better than you, but they just hate the fact that you're there and spending tourism money. And I don't get it. I don't get why, because it's such a beautiful place and people want to experience it. And we're respectful of the place. I mean, it's not like we were walking around, you know, peeing on the sidewalk, getting drunk and throwing things through small business windows. We were respectful. And I don't know, man. I felt so out of place in Paris. We warmed up to it as the days went on and we realized, oh, these are just cranky fucking people. Like, they're cranky 24/7. We met one person who was an angel compared to everyone else in Paris. And sure enough, they were from the United States. They just moved there a long time ago. So that's the only person that we ever felt at home with. Another part of the honeymoon was Greece. And when we went to Greece, we tried to do all of these fancy restaurants that looked nice and they had great views and the place itself looked great. And they were okay. The food wasn't anything like, you know, I could have got better food in New York. I'll leave it at that. And then in Greece, we kind of took this turn of, all right, the fancy restaurants ain't working out. What about these little hole-in-the-wall shit places that are on the side of the road? We experienced those. And can I tell you that I have not had food as good as that since that day. We went to one place in Greece where it was some grandmother and her grandson standing behind the counter. They had a dog walking around inside the restaurant cleaning up after people and cleaning the food off of the floor. I don't think it had a front door. I think it was just a breakthrough in the window. And it was a garage. It was someone's garage. It was the best food I had ever had in my entire life. The food was so authentic. It was incredible. 10 out of 10 stars, better than any Michelin bullshit restaurant you're ever going to see in New York City. Really had a good time, but it takes focus and it takes like determination to say like, you know, no, you think we're going to go away for $30,000? Hold my beer because I'm about to make it happen for less than a third. And that's what we did. If you ever had any questions on what it was like for me, how much I spent, what little cheats did I do to save myself money, hit me up on Instagram. At anthony.malerba. We'll talk about it. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the internship. You got your college credits again. We are back. I'm Intern Anthony. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, you can always listen to the internship on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Johnny, grab your guitar and play me out.
1, 2, 3. Intern Anthony, you eat a lot of mozzarella cheese. Your girlfriend super hot, tardy Stephanie, and your little Tesla is bougie.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.